Feb. The Pigeon Show on Radio Refab.
In the studio, right now, the amazing, the wonderful, the very super talented Ada Heston is sitting right opposite me. Ada.
Good evening.
It is. It's a very good evening.
Thank you.
Apologies for dragging you out of that green room, because you did look more than just a little bit happy in there.
I was meditating there. I was in a different realm. How dare you?
Is that what you call that?
Well, leave it there then.
I know it's free in there, but for goodness sake, you know, leave a little left for us. We're working. We want to get, when we get in there, we don't want to find it too dry. Was everyone very nice to you in there? Did
everybody
they look after
is
you?
Lovely, as
well,
always.
Well, that's the reverb thing, you see. I don't know who was in there tonight. I think Jeff Hemmings might have been in there. Meg and Pete from Breathe are often in there. You can't get them, but they're babysitting a bearded dragon.
I know, that sounds actually like really cool, depending upon what the dragon's like.
I'm going to show you what the dragon's like.
You're going to show me? Okay, here we go.
Yeah, well, good luck with this, okay? So this works brilliantly on radio, I always think. That is what the bearded dragon is looking like now, this minute. With a Santa hat on and everything. I know, come on.
I don't know if he's happy or if he's...
I don't think Sarah Cox gets these kind of messages when she does her show. Do you know what I'm saying?
I do.
So how are you? Are you looking after yourself?
I am, thank you. I'm just getting over a cold, so that's one good thing.
Yeah.
But 'tis the season for snooze and sniffles. Snooze and sniffles, yes, indeed.
Yes,
I'm patterning that.
That's mine. And possibly sneezes too. I don't know where you were going. Are we just listing the dwarfs now?
I think so. We're just going to list them off. I'm probably the same height as them all. So.
Now, wait a minute. I'm not even sure we're allowed to even say that. We can say Snow White these days, but I'm not sure we can say much else. Snow White and the seven smallish people.
Individuals, yes.
All called Sneezy. So what is going on? Because I know you sent us a lovely, lovely message, and this is what prompted us to say that you've got a new single coming out.
I do. It's actually the last single of the year from me.
Wow.
And it's called Mama Said.
Yeah.
And I actually wrote this song over 20 years ago. It's kind of travelled with me throughout the world.
Talk me through that. So you wrote it...
I did. I wrote it when I was
20 years ago.
Yeah, showing my age. I was 3 at the time when I wrote it.
Of course you were, hun. Of course you were. I wasn't even born, baby.
I did it in the womb.
Yeah, of course you were. So, but did you write it and was it fully formed, or did you write it and put it on a top shelf somewhere?
Yeah, no. I mean, it's just some of my songs that I'm introducing now are songs that I wrote over 20 years ago.
That's great.
And the bands that I've been in throughout time have always been very much kind of cover bands, and I was always trying to say, let's try and do original stuff. And it was always hard to get my original stuff through. Probably the closest I got to was the last band I was in Poland with Wojtek Szajwaj, a friend of mine. And we did do a lot of original stuff. And it was at that time that I started writing these songs like Mama Said and Only Fools Believe and Impossible. And I'm bringing those songs back now.
That's great.
Yeah.
So what form were they in? Were they in a band type form that you've got them somewhere and you're now stripping them back? Or is it pretty well... the form that you actually had them in originally?
It's literally just... I've got a book at home which is comprised of about 5 or 6 different A4 books. You know, you can get those sheets, paper, yeah?
Yeah.
I've sellotaped them all together because every single one of them has got different lyrics that I've carried with me throughout the years.
Wow.
So I've got over 600 songs.
Keep those. Bowie is now selling 100,000 for his lyrics. Keep those.
I will.
They will be worth a fortune.
Yes, they will.
Ada Heston lyrics? Come on.
Definitely. So, I mean, back in when I first wrote the song, it was just guitar and lyrics.
Yeah.
And I've just kept it that way because it's simple for me, because then when I revisit it, I can then build it if I want to, or if Beautifully Broken, I deliberately chose for it to really bring it back just for guitar and vocals only.
Yeah.
Because sometimes I think too much is too much, less is more.
And do you tend to write lyrics at the guitar?
I get lyrics at the weirdest time. What happens? I can be walking down the street going to get my shopping, and then suddenly I'll get a line pop into my head and say, oh, I've got to write that. I've got to keep that. I've got to write that down.
Are you now like on the phone doing stuff?
Yes. I write myself a little email. It's like the other day. What was it that I wrote? Even raindrops get lonely. That's why they never fall alone.
Oh, baby.
Do you know what I mean? It's like I got chills. I had to write that down. I thought I need to give myself
a
glass of wine.
We're live. I can't take this sort of stuff. That song I played last week is so beautiful.
Yeah, I just wanted to know your name.
Oh my goodness me, that's beautiful. I kind of want to know, but I don't really want to know what it's about because it's a bit of a Heartbreaker.
I think really it's because I mean it's a lot of my songs aren't necessarily about my personal experiences,
yeah,
but about
sure.
observations
yeah.
Of life in general or what other people go through, and I just imagined this story where you're either in a relationship, you're happy, or your partner's off wherever, and you just happen to see somebody who you've got a little bit of a crush on. But you haven't kind of got the nerve to go up and ask them, hi, how you doing? What's your name? My name's blah, blah, blah. And you just kind of carry that with you. It's very innocent. It's very pure.
Yeah.
There's nothing sordid about it. And I just wanted to write that type of song. It's like sometimes you do see people like that who
yeah.
really do take your breath away.
It's like the James Blunt, you're beautiful, isn't it? That's
yes.
what that lyric is, I think.
Yeah.
Seeing someone on the tube.
Yeah.
And going, wow. And then
like,
seeing that she's with someone or something. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, I know. It's that instant, whoa.
It's like I've just been hit by a lightning bolt.
Zower. Would you like to play live? I tell you what we could do.
Yeah.
Because I know it's coming out soon.
Yeah.
Should we play the Mama Said actual track that you've done
yeah.
that is the, as the single
and yes.
and do you want to play something else now live?
Would
you,
I can
does
do,
that work?
Yeah, I can do one live for you now.
Tell me
do,
if it's all right.
Yeah, no, it's cool. I can do Beautifully Broken for you.
Beautifully Broken on my days. Folks, we have the wonderful Ada Heston sitting right opposite me playing live.
Hello.
Beautifully Broken?
Beautifully Broken.
Beautiful. You take it away.
Thank you.
The front door, let's not bother to pretend. We only hurt each other when we don't even want to try. How much stormy weather can you live under? I want to see blue skies. I want to fall in love. Don't want to live under a lie. Broken. You played your part well, you stole the show. There's nothing left to sell. I just wanted you to know. Spent many nights crying in those first few months.
I forgot the words. There you go. There's life for you.
I dreamt of falling in love almost every night. Sometimes I nearly got it right. Here you come again, crossing over my blue skies. I want to fall in love. Don't want to live under a lie. I need someone. I'm beautifully broken. I'm beautifully broken. You played your part well, you stole the show. There's nothing left to sell. I just wanted you to know. Beautifully broken. Beautifully broken.
That is beautiful, beautifully broken. That was the remixy alternative version, right?
That was the rare kind of I forgot one of the lines that I wrote song version.
What you did very kindly there, and I thank you for it, and I will thank you in the future, is you've just made us so much money, because that's the version that people will be just
exactly
bending over for, beautifully broken. Ada Heston, talk me through this voice of yours. Come on, where's this come from?
It comes from my little toe on the right.
I wondered.
Just the vibrato.
Is that why the mic is so low down? It's so beautiful.
Thank you. Is
there a pool of inspiration that you draw from, or is it just your singing?
Well, my toe or my songwriting?
I don't know. Anything really. Whatever.
I'm
it's a Monday.
It is. It's a Monday. We love Mondays.
Yeah, we love a Monday.
I think really the kind of songwriters that I've grown up listening to, Pete,
yeah.
They range from people like Janis Ian, Joni Mitchell, Cedar Bareilles, Lizzie McAlpine, Don McLean, Billy Idol, though he's okay.
Billy Joel.
Yeah, she's very, very talented. Neil Diamond, Neil Diamond's Love on the Rock still kills me, that song.
Oh, my God.
It's so simple, but it's so powerful.
Pour me a drink and I'll tell you something.
Exactly. It's you know, just even some of the...
Are we going to do that later?
I don't know. On the guitar.
We'll probably gone.
Once you finish the show, then we'll get a bottle.
Now we're just in the blue.
Love on the Rocks. We'll be arrested together.
Oh my goodness me! I love that song. So beautiful. So okay. Well, that's a lovely, just beautiful selection of inspiration.
Gosh, yeah. I mean,
but your voice is. It just comes from somewhere. I mean, I know that sounds so stupid, but there's something just instantly beautiful and haunting about it. And
that's very sweet. Thank
and
you.
It's just something to be treasured. It's lovely, absolutely gorgeous.
Well, it's definitely a gift from God. I know that much.
Yeah.
I'm always conscious of the fact that this is just a gift that's been loaned to me.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to be a responsible and respectful owner. Well,
look after
borrower.
It.
Yes, yeah.
Now, listen, right now you've gone back to college.
I have,
all this
yes.
talk of 20 years yes. writing songs yeah. and all that nonsense. You are actually a bona fide student.
I am.
Almost finished. So you're at Northbrook.
Yes, I am, yeah.
Tell me how that's going.
It's going really well, thank you very much for asking. I think for some people, and I was saying this to you before we came on air.
Yeah.
Sometimes people who are older in age or mature in age are anxious about going back to school because they're worried about how they fit in or, you know, all those other kind of things.
Yeah,
no, definitely. And I thought, well, why not?
Yeah.
What do you stand to lose? So I took the plunge and I've learned so much and it's actually helped me write these songs. So it's been a gift of itself, really.
And what's the actual course? So is it songwriting? Is it?
No. It's not song, because I mean I've been doing singing and songwriting since the age of 16. So it's the production side.
Got it.
Studio side.
Right.
You know, what you do in a recording studio.
Yeah, yeah.
How you build your songs, what equipment you use, all that kind of stuff that I wanted to learn.
Yeah. And would you, I don't know how you get by, you know, day jobs and all that.
Yeah.
Is it something that you would like to do as a day job? Music production for others, or is it more literally you trying to learn the craft from around for yourself?
It's a little bit more selfish, I have to be honest.
Good. Be selfish.
Yeah. Because I just think to use an analogy, my late father literally taught me everything. He taught me carpentry, painting, decorating, how to lay a patio, how to knock down walls.
Love this guy.
Amazing man.
Yeah.
The only thing he wouldn't teach me was electricity and gas, and I can kind of understand why.
My dad taught me how to play mahjong. I mean, we've got the similar skills.
So it's, I think
similar
it's...
Similar skills.
It's that kind of independence of wanting to kind of learn whatever you can.
Yeah.
So you're not so reliant upon absolutely everybody else. Although there are some gems who really do kind of help me out and look after me, like people like Neil Carson, I keep getting his name wrong, and Julian Tardo. They're beautiful human beings.
Yeah.
And they've helped me out no end.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's good. Listen, should we play that single I was talking about?
Yeah, Mama Said, by all means.
So this comes out officially on the 10th of December. Folks, you can pre-order it from the 3rd of September December onwards. That's a Sunday. Go to DistroKid, DistroKid. And if that's a confusing thing, you haven't got a pen and you're just, you know, Monday night and it's beyond six, go to the Pete Jones Show Facebook page, link through Ada Heston, and it's all over your page, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
DistroKid, the track is called Mama Said. We're going to play it and then we'll chat. And I think that's the best way round, my friend. Best way round. Ada Heston.
prepared. Popularity wasn't high on my list. Back then my fists were my only friends. Playground was a battlefield, war declared every day. I never got the chance to dance, too busy chasing tears away. Now I remember Mama called me, her bags were packed, tears in her eyes. She had a black suitcase, a broken heart. She kissed me goodbye for life. Watched Mama walk down the road. She never once turned back. The color left my world, and every day's been black. I wish I could have held her a little longer in my arms. Standing here by your grave, so much left unspoken. If you were here now, what would you say?
Absolutely gorgeous. That is Mama Said. Brand new single from my lovely guest who's sitting right opposite me, Ada Heston.
Hello.
Thank you so much, by the way, for sending us your tracks. And I hope we've been doing them justice.
Oh, you have.
And saying all the right things. And patient is not. Kenny Murray has just messaged in. He of the Murray House, to be honest. He says, storytelling songs, hardest to write. That was beautiful.
Thank you, Kenny.
Thanks, Kenny. Andy, listening in Canterbury, says, well, I'm liking this. It is a stunner. It's a beautiful thing. You can go to, Facebook. Where's the best place? You tell them.
For me, it's Aida Heston Music. Is the best place to find
me. Hey, wait a minute. You just said something then.
I know. Everyone gets my name wrong and I hate correcting them because I don't want to embarrass them.
Oh, my God. It's not Aida Heston. Aida Heston's not even here, folks. It's Aida. Is that right?
It is, my love, yeah.
Aida.
Aida, yeah.
Why are you telling me? right?
I didn't want to embarrass you.
Well, you know, all you got to do is tell the researchers and they'll do it. That's their job.
Yeah.
So, Aida. From now on.
Yes.
You shall be. She shall be Aida Heston. That's beautiful. I love it. So, what were you going to say? Yes.
On Facebook, you can get me on Aida Heston Music.
Yes.
Same with Instagram. All of the music platforms.
My head is held in shame.
No, no.
Of course it is. It'd be like saying, and that was the Beatles. It would be this. It's all good. So Aida.
The best way to remember how to pronounce my name is like a little catchphrase. If you just say, I eat a lot of fish and chips, and trade the T for a D.
Right, thank you. So that was fish and chips, Heston.
I don't know. No.
That's wrong.
Change your name by Deadpool. No.
Well, if people want to come and see you live, let's get back to the script. Yeah. If people want to come and see you live, Shoreham Quay, there's a place, 9th of December. It's the Compass Emerald Christmas Cracker.
Yes.
Yeah, Shoreham Quay.
Yeah, it's the Emerald Quay in Shoreham.
Who wrote this?
You did.
You start. Who wrote this nonsense? Ridiculous. We've got experts in the house. The Compass Shoreham Quay?
Yes.
Will that do?
It's the Compass Emerald Quay Shoreham. We'll get there eventually.
It's on the 9th of December.
Yeah.
What do you want to know? And it's a Christmas cracker.
It is.
And there's quite a lineup, isn't there?
There is. Yep. There's a lot of people there, including Leanne Rose, John Lithgow, Terence Reese.
Wow.
Very talented peeps who I have performed with before in the past.
Will you be bringing Lady Lee?
Lady Lee will definitely be coming.
Lady Lee. Lady Lee, for those of you who don't know, is Aida's guitar.
It is.
See what I did?
It is.
You see what I did?
It's very nice.
Very nice, absolutely. So that's you know, we're kind of out of the rap. We got one more livey to get out of the tracks. Andy in Canterbury says your researchers need to take a long, hard look at themselves. Yes, they do, and they do quite often. I think that's the problem. They're too busy looking at themselves. I look through the glass. I think they're just looking back to their own reflection. That's what I thought they were looking at me all these years. Not at all. Aida, would you like to play? What have you got lined up?
I was thinking. What was I thinking?
What were you thinking?
What was I thinking?
What were you thinking when you said yes to coming in?
That was before I started praying. excuse me.
Yes.
I was thinking that I would probably do a song that I haven't really done.
That's the sound of Lady Lee.
That is. She's waking up.
She's waking up. Somebody's waking up.
So this song is. I don't know if any of you guys out there, including yourself, Pete, have ever watched the film City of Angels.
City of Angels.
With Meg Ryan and Nicolas Cage.
I'm sure Andy in Canterbury has.
Yeah, Andy. Hi, Andy.
He's the sort of guy that would. I think I have, actually.
Yeah. It's the whole premise. It's actually based on the actual original was actually a French film, a gorgeous film, where an angel gives up all of paradise because he falls in love with a human lady.
Nice.
And I wanted to write a song that was kind of based on that premise. You know, what does it mean to give up all of eternity in paradise for the sake of love?
Yeah.
And just the observation of seeing how that angel transitions from that.
Nice.
So this song is called Sweet Earth Angel.
Sounds beautiful. Sweet Earth Angel. It says not, yeah, you take it away.
Wretched place, do you mean?
up there so high above, watching over us in tender bliss. Now looking up at you, I see your tears. Do they reminisce for someone you miss? Can they hear your prayers too, or do you sit silently just wishing you could undo the time and climb back up into those gentle stars.
Says she really is a bit special.
Oh, bless your heart.
You are absolutely, you're such a find. I feel like I found you, even though you've been doing this stuff for over
I've discovered
years.
You. I've got
it
dibs.
It was me. Man, baby. Thank you so much for stepping by.
Oh, it's bless your heart.
You
Thank
have been
you for inviting
so
me.
Kind to come in and just, you know, just plugging away. We will give all your plugs out, of course. 10th of December, the Mama Said single is officially out, Distro Kid. We can see you live on the 9th of December. That's exciting, the night before the actual single release. That's brilliant. Over in Shoreham, there are all details on Aida Heston's Facebook page.
Indeedy.
And, you know, Lady Lee will be making a fine
she
and
will.
Grand, beautiful entrance.
She will.
As only she can. Thank you. Aida, thank you so much for coming in.
And my sincere pleasure.
I think you will keep us with tracks to be playing for the rest of, will
Most
you?
Most definitely.
Thank you so much. And you can always step by any time, you know.
Thank
that.
You.
You know
thank
where
you.
We are now. Just come.
I do.
Just get in the lift, come right up, all the way to the 17th. You know the score. Folks, Sea of Days, Aida, thank you so much.
My sincere pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Antonia Redding, coming to you. From Radio Reverb 97.2, fresh and original radio, live from Brighton, the Pigeons Show.